Hi, this is Tennille from Death by Architecture. Before I get started with this week's episode, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Tom and Lloyd for texting with me. Thanks for listening and chatting with me. It was super fun. If you want to text with me, text the knife emoji to 714-586-8632 and let me know your thoughts on the episode or how things are going, and I'll be sure to give you a shout out on the next episode. Now, on to the Winchester Mystery House episode of Death by Architecture. Escaping architecture school with your life was just the beginning. The profession is deadlier than you think. I'm Tennille, and this is Death by Architecture. California is known for its many tourist spots, but arguably none of them are as interesting as the Winchester Mystery Mansion, a four-story home that at first glance seems right out of a Disney movie. What lies inside, however, is definitely not meant for kids. In today's episode of Death by Architecture, the story of the Winchester Mystery House, a top tourist destination in San Jose, California. Finished at the turn of the century, this mansion has fascinated thousands of people due to its bizarre layout. Inside are staircases that lead to nowhere, doors that open into solid walls, and a small room where conversations with the dead were often reported. Known for its eerie atmosphere, the Winchester Mystery Mansion is the legacy of a woman named Sarah Winchester, who is said to have been motivated by either guilt or ghosts. Born somewhere in 1839 in New Haven, Connecticut, Sarah Lockwood Pardee was the daughter of a wealthy carpenter named Leonard Pardee, who was known for his progressive and liberal worldview. He was said to have welcomed prominent abolitionists and freethinkers to his home, often discussing with them their ideas, most of which were unorthodox and in complete contrast to that period's social norms. This environment had a huge influence on young Sarah. She was well-educated, capable of speaking four languages, and excelling in a variety of subjects, including music composition, math, and science. With her intelligence, natural charm, and all-American good looks, her local community took to calling her the Belle of New Haven. Thanks to her reputation and her family's social standing, Sarah had her pick of suitors. However, she fell in love with her childhood friend named William Winchester, whom she married on September 30th, 1862. Like the Purdees, the Winchesters were also very wealthy. They were the co-owners of the incredibly successful Winchester Davies shirt manufactory, which William was set to inherit. In 1866, his father, Oliver, expanded the family's business interests by establishing the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, which focused on developing and manufacturing firearms. Believing in his father's grand vision, William decided to sell his shares in the shirt company and began working as a secretary for the Winchester Repeating Arms. Oliver Winchester was known for his business acumen, and before long, his firearms company had risen to the top, dominating the industry despite competing against other well-known names. This was mainly due to the Winchester Model 1873 rifle, whose design was so innovative that it quickly became known as the, quote, gun that won the West. From 1873 to 1916, more than 700,000 of these rifles were manufactured and sold. It was a favorite among heroes of the Wild West, including the showman Buffalo Bill Cody and the world-renowned sharpshooter Annie Oakley. Even President Theodore Roosevelt was said to have owned one. Unfortunately for Sarah Winchester, the success that the family company was enjoying didn't extend to her home life. In June 1866, she gave birth to a daughter, whom she and her husband christened Annie. However, little Annie was unable to process calories, and 6 weeks later, her weak and malnourished body gave up. Inconsolable with grief, Sarah never had any other children. In March of 1881, Sarah's husband, William, also passed away from TB. His death left his widow with a 50% stake in Winchester Repeating Arms, which was the equivalent of approximately $20 million, making her one of the richest women in Connecticut, if not the entire United States. In terms of 2019 dollars, Sarah's inheritance equaled more than $500 million. Despite this incredible wealth, Sarah remained grief-stricken over the loss of her husband and her daughter. Legend has it that she visited a medium, hoping to understand why one tragedy after the other had befallen her. Others claim, though, that she had gone to see a clairvoyant to seek advice from the beyond as to how she could properly spend her massive fortune. Nobody knows for sure what Sarah and the medium talked about, if such a meeting even actually took place. However, the story goes that during the seance, the spirit of William Winchester himself showed up to advise his widow to leave Connecticut and head west to California, where several members of her extended family lived. He also told her that thousands of people who had spent their final seconds of their lives staring down the barrel of a Winchester rifle were the reason behind the tragedies that she was suffering. According to him, it was some sort of cosmic karma, one that could only be resolved if Sarah built a home for their restless and wandering spirits. Armed with this advice from the world beyond, Sarah Winchester packed up her things and relocated to California in 1884, although some sources say that was actually 1886. There, she purchased a modest 8-bedroom farm home in San Jose and began working on creating a home for the spirits that haunted her. Sarah spared no expense in renovating the cottage, even going as far as hiring carpenters to work all hours of the day. For some unknown reason, though, she decided to make do with neither an architect nor finished blueprints. The only plan she had in her mind was that the farmhouse would be transformed into a 7-story mansion, no matter what. Because of this, construction on the property was very haphazard, with multiple staircases that had risers of different sizes, as well as rooms being added onto exterior walls, which resulted in some windows looking out into another room. Some doors went nowhere, while others opened into solid walls. Hallways would turn a corner, only to stop at a dead end, while several staircases would go up several levels before stopping abruptly. According to the Horror Obsessive website, quote, "Some of the staircases in the home were very peculiar. Instead of taking you to another floor, they led right into the ceiling. There's a vast network of secret passages twisting throughout the property. One cabinet door opens to a hive of 30 additional rooms. Many visitors are fascinated by the vast collection of windows, more than 10,000, and the fact that some of the loveliest Tiffany stained glass is hidden away where no light can reach it," end quote. Even stranger was the fact that Sarah insisted that only redwood be used when constructing the mansion. However, she didn't like how it appeared and ordered everything to be covered with a stain and a faux grain. Some sources claim that by the time the house was completed, more than 20,000 gallons of paint was used to cover the redwood. As the mansion grew, so did Sarah's reputation as a generous yet eccentric woman. Legend has it that she paid her servants nearly twice the average rate and even gave tradespeople gold coins, which was unheard of at the time. Besides her shares in Winchester Repeating Arms, she also earned an income from the apple, plum, and walnut tree orchard that had been planted on her San Jose property. Most of this money was donated to charities and local orphanages. Sarah also frequently invited local children to play on the mansion's vast grounds and even ordered her servants to hand out free ice cream to them. Given her generosity, her neighbors and entire local community were more than willing to put up with her never-ending construction work on her home. They also turned a blind eye to the seances that Sarah often held in a small room now referred to as the Witch's Cap. The morning after these sessions, she would meet with the foreman, giving him plans on what rooms to add and how else to continue with the construction. No one knows if these ideas were from her or from beyond the grave. The small renovation project that Sarah Winchester initially hoped to carry out ended up taking a total of 36 years and costing her over $5.5 million. In terms of 20th century dollars, it resulted in a bizarre-looking mansion with 160 rooms spread out over an area of 24,000 square feet. Its expansion had been slowed down by the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, which toppled a tower and the mansion's upper floors. After this happened, Sarah decided to spend most of her days at a home that she had purchased in the nearby town of Atherton. Sarah Winchester's death on September 5th, 1922, from congestive heart failure, officially ended her home's renovation and paved the way to it becoming a roadside attraction for tourists. More than five decades later, in 1974, it was added to the National Registry of Historical Places and designated a California historical landmark. Today, the Winchester Mystery House is widely regarded as one of the top tourist destinations in San Jose, California. It now only has four stories, though, as the top three upper levels were removed in the aftermath of the 1906 San Francisco earthquake. Still, the mansion remains as creepy as it was during Sarah Winchester's lifetime. Besides its eerie layout, visitors have reported seeing ghosts, in particular, the spirit of a former caretaker named Clyde, who frequently roams its endless halls. Its supernatural appeal and eerie atmosphere may be the main reason why hundreds are fascinated by the Winchester Mystery House. However, many are also drawn to its eccentric owner, Sarah Winchester. Skeptics claim that Sarah wasn't motivated at all by ghostly advice. Rather, they say that she simply felt guilty about profiting from a company that developed weapons so destructive that they had been used across the globe, from the United States to Japan and the Ottoman Empire. Winchester rifles has been a common feature in conflicts throughout the centuries, from the American Indian War to both World Wars. In fact, they were used as recently as 1953, when laborers in East Germany staged a strike against the Soviet Union, resulting in more than 100 deaths. With her all-black wardrobe, Sarah Winchester was said to have stayed in mourning for the rest of her life. Perhaps then, the never-ending construction on her home was a way for her to express both her grief and guilt over the tragedies she went through and the role she played in the tragedies that others from all over the world experience. Whether it was because of supernatural advice or the inability to move on from her guilt, Sarah Winchester created a home that has both fascinated and confused people for centuries. Thank you for listening to Death by Architecture. Have you ever visited the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose? Text the knife emoji to 714-586-8632. And let me know what you thought of it. Was it super creepy? Also, remember you can text me your thoughts anytime you're listening to episodes. Text the knife emoji to 714-586-8632. I'd love to hear from you. If you text me, I'll give you a shout out in the next episode. Thanks, everyone, and stay safe.